This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Good morning, Julie. How are you this morning? And good morning to everybody listening. We always, as we say, we appreciate you listening and thank you. So good morning, Jules. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, Laurie. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Very, very
excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, so we have lots going on this weekend, Julie. I have my son came home last night and his fiance, and we are having her bridal shower today, as you listen to us, this afternoon at the Trip House. So it should be a nice evening. And then we're going to dinner, eight of us, for a little family get-together at the 16th Ward. And I haven't been to dinner there. I've gone to an event there, which I loved, but I've never been to dinner. So this will be my first. And I hear it's great, and I'm looking forward to it. And we did try to get in a couple times without a reservation, and it was packed, and we had to wait. But screw it, we'll go somewhere else. So we did. But they do say it's great.
Yeah.
So
I
anyway,
for dinner, but yeah. I heard that everybody who goes there regularly loves it. I hear nothing but good things, and they're on my list of places to check out. Because
yep.
You know how frustrated I am about food. Yeah.
Well, and Julie, I have to tell you, they are. I've been to an event. The Broadway Theater had a function in December last year, like a year ago, this past December. And it was wonderful. We were upstairs, beautiful, beautiful old building. And he did a wonderful job remodeling. And it's beautiful in there. So talk about adaptive reuse. This place is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So looking forward to this nice little dinner and a nice weekend. And Katie's mom, Grace, will be coming in with her best friend, Janet, whom I met at Katie's shower in her hometown shower in February on Long Island. And I met Janet, and she's a delight, and I love Grace. So we're ready to go. It's next month already is the wedding, and it's a lot. So there's a lot going on, lots of good stuff, Julie. And we're taping, of course, we taped a segment last night, and we are taping another one we decided to do today because I had stuff to do last night. So we taped the other two Friday morning. And so we're taping these next two segments on Friday, and it's May 2nd. So I have to say this is a big anniversary day for me, Julie. May 2nd, a year ago, 2024, was when I began my weight loss journey with the use of Zepbound, and scared out of my mind because I don't like to take any drugs, anything, even a vitamin. I'm scared what's going to happen, Tylenol, anything. I just get, I'm a freak about any. Yeah, so I'm afraid. So having a needle, you know, stuck in your belly wasn't necessarily my favorite thing to think about. But I can tell you that 1 year later today, 1 year, I've lost a little over 60 pounds, and I could not be happier. I'd like to lose about 25 more, and if I don't, I don't, but I couldn't be happier, and I feel, people always ask me, they say, how do you feel? And I said, I don't feel any different. Because I never felt bad to begin with. And most of that is because when I had my blood work done before I started, I had great blood work. So that's part of the reason. However, because I have arthritic knees and a bad right knee for many, 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 many years, and of course I avoid the ultimate, as I tell you all the time, I don't want to do a knee replacement. And I keep pushing it off as long as I can. So one can imagine that if you take, 11 bags or whatever, 12 bags of sugar, 5-pound bags of sugar, and carry them around, albeit it's not one big area, it's all over the place, losing all of those, it would be much better on my knees, and that is where the difference is. I do have more energy, but that comes from the fact that I move more and I move better than I did because you're lighter. So that is one thing I can say is truly a difference in my get up. You know, what do they say? My get up is, what is that?
Your get up is go.
It has got up, got up.
What is it?
Has got up and
go. Yeah.
So my get up and go has been get up and go and staying that way. So with the help of God and a little knock on wood, it'll be better. So,
well, congratulations
anyway,
on that. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it doesn't come without its side effects, which I have many, but I work through it and keep going, and it's been a very good experience for me, and everybody is different. It's been great for me, and I know several people who also are doing the weight loss journey, and as I call it, miracles through modern medicine, and they're doing beautifully. So it's all just what works for you. Whatever works, stick to it. And anything you can do that makes you feel better about yourself, anything, whether it's nothing in the weight loss or it's whatever it is. I mean, it's not all about weight, and nothing makes you happy but yourself. But again, when you feel better to do things and you feel like you've accomplished something, I had no goal set. Well, actually, I did. I kept thinking, if I could get 30 pounds down, that would be wonderful. And I just didn't even think about it. And so it's 60. So I could say I didn't even have a goal of how the year or whatever. I just went on this journey to see where it would go. And so I can say that a year later, a little over 60 down. It's like a couple ounces over 60. So I'm sticking with 60. But and the only reason I know the ounces is because my scale puts ounces and not just, you know, your weight, so, which is a little goofy, but at least you know. And so, so things are working, and so I'll give myself a big pat on the back, Jewel, and say, good job there, Laurie, because if we don't take care of ourselves, who's going to do that? So,
that's right.
Yeah. So here we are. So it's moving, and you know, if anyone ever out there is like, should I or shouldn't I, I'm around, you know, Facebook or anything you need on our webpage, just ask me. I did talk to a couple people and talk to them about it. And it's just nice to have somebody's. I did the same thing before I started. I spoke to a few people because I needed to know what I could or, you know, could possibly expect. And it's good. So, and sometimes it's very amazing when I sit and think of where I am and what I did and what I do now, what I didn't do and how it affects you and what you, and it's all, it's not an easy fix either. I must say that it is
right.
not something you
right.
just take lightly. It is something that you need to watch your carbs and your fats and your sweets and your, but you just, I mean, I don't get nuts about it, but I certainly pay attention. If I know I'm going somewhere and I'm going to eat something that has a complex carb, or something else, or however, I don't know all of the to be some expert on nutrition because I'm not, but I feel that if I take my vitamins, do some, you know, the right, eat correctly, whole foods and stuff that, you know, I have in my house and I try to do things with all, you know, as naturally as I can, process stuff I don't really do. And stuff, you just, you know, you have your little hits or miss. And I'm going to tell you the truth, Joel, and I say this, every now and then I stop in McDonald's and I get an order of French fries. And
sure.
It's just my little treat for myself, and
yeah.
I do it. And but it's all in moderation because it's you just
right.
have to balance it with everything else you do. I don't let it control my life. But I do think about it because you have to. And that's the key to any weight loss and eating, is to just pay attention to what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are, and I'm by no means perfect in that realm. I like to have my candy, and I like to do what I do. But I will say one thing I've really paid attention to is balancing what I eat. And that, because it makes you think about how and what you can eat because of how your body will react to what you're eating, it makes me think differently. So there's an old saying out there, thought follows action. Thought follows action. So you can't think yourself into behaving differently. You've got to behave yourself into thinking differently. Get
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to behave yourself into thinking. So that's where the thought follows action. And that's really what you have to do. You have to behave that way so you can think about it. And that's what I'm trying to do. So it works if you work it like anything else. And there's plenty of people who are losing weight and they look great, and a lot, it isn't all this drug. It's all what you're willing to do. My next thing to conquer, Jewel, is my bike. I told you a couple months ago, I bought my bike. It's here. I've not been great on it. I've been on it a couple times, but it hasn't been, I've not been dedicated. So now my goal for this year is to add the exercise and get back to where I need to be with my bike, because back in 2021, Julie, I journaled my biking and just my exercise bike in my house, and I only missed 17 days in 2001 for a 30-minute ride. 17 days out of 365. Right. So again, it's all what you. It's all, and then I, you know, I just got away from it, and that's what happens, you know. So yeah,
that is
that's
what
I have to do.
All of us.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It happens to everybody.
I fell off the wagon with exercise recently too, and I was doing great. I was doing 30 minutes a day, which doesn't sound like much, but I could feel a huge difference just from that. And
yes.
I the last 6 months I haven't been doing it. I feel the difference. I see the difference. I feel the difference. So I need to get back on track too. But a little bit can go a long way. You don't have to spend 3 hours
yeah.
in the gym. I think even 15 minutes, you just got to start moving.
Just do it.
And,
just do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And now
and
is
that's
the perfect
why
time to get on your bike outside too, because the
well, that, yeah,
trails
and I
are
didn't,
gorgeous and Yeah.
I know, but I didn't get it yet, Jewel. That's one thing I still haven't done.
Oh,
I have to go get it. No, no, when I say my bike, I mean that's why I said my exercise bike. That's my.
Your
I did not get
okay.
the e-bike, so a stationary, yes. I've got to get, I still have to do it, so that's why I'm, you know, I'm not taking, that's going to be it. I'm going to have it be so that I can enjoy the summer, so don't, you know, it'll happen. I got to get over there. Actually, I'd like to get there next week. So I will, but little by little by little, and I'm just doing it. And so I'm
thinking I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, here we are, and that's where we are. So I thank all of you who have, you know, that I've talked to and I've seen through this and all the nice things and all the people who notice and are paying attention. And so I'm proud of myself, and I'm thankful for where I am today and for all of everybody talking to me about it. So thank you for that. And we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business, and with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel. She is our producer extraordinaire, and she's the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you got there, kiddo.
Thank you, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
There we go. And, Jewel, so last couple weeks ago, we had Ms. Deborah Moran Peterson on, who was speaking about Curtain Call, the fundraiser, the annual fundraiser at the Scranton Cultural Center, this being its third year. The first one was 3 years ago, and it was the reason they called it that was because they were raising funds for the new curtain, the ballroom curtain, into the stage. And it was a long time coming. They needed a new one. The original one was donated, the fabric, by MTL. And now, once again, MTL stepped up and another curtain was made, and that was due to some of the funds raised, all of the funds that were raised 3 years ago for that event. It is now up and gorgeous and, you know, hanging in all its glory, absolutely magnificently beautiful. It's very similar to the old one that was originally made, but it is brand spanking new and it's gorgeous. And MTL and one of its designers, fabric designers, are our dear friend Diane Mitchell, who passed away, as I talked about before on the show a few months ago. Diane was a pure delight, a very, very class act, just and the classiest woman, had the best taste. And so it's only fitting that she be a fabric designer. Mm-hmm. And she just was a love. And she not only was one of the designers at MTL, but she was also a dedicated volunteer to the Scranton Cultural Center on our development team and committee, and she always showed up and did what she had to do in addition to working for a great organization that we're fortunate enough to have in our own backyard. And the two of them were wonderful together, and they were honored last night, as well as Diane's husband Ray was there to just accept the gracious thanks from the facility to MTL and it's all of its people, and in memory of our loving Diane Mitchell, who I don't know if you ever met her. I saw her a year ago at the last curtain call, and she was just a wonderful person. She was from the Philadelphia area, and she was just a total class act, loved her dearly. And her husband, Ray, is a sweetheart and was there in her honor, and it was wonderful. So got to meet some of those people from MTL, which was very nice, and Deb did a nice job making sure they were honored properly. And many sponsors they had, as Deb had spoken about before, they were great. And they had a terrific group of, they had a bunch of chair people this year. They had two of their board members, Tim McMullen and Kristen Legg. And then they had the husband and wife teams of Megan Alpert and her husband Ryan, and Jerry Mushnow and his wife Michelle. And so everybody was there doing their thing, and Ryan could not be there. He was out of town, but Megan was there, and the Mushnows and Kristen and Tim, and it was a great night. Constantino's did the catering. Central Park did the flowers, which, Julie, they were so pretty. They were little colored vases with single flowers on the table and some votive candles, and then this big, beautiful tree branch with gorgeous purplish-pink flowers that are out now. I don't know the name of it, but it was just a big, huge branch in this beautiful, tall glass vase. It was simple and gorgeous. That was right in the middle of the buffet table. So it was a beautiful night. It was beautifully attended. I had two lovely, two lawyer friends at my dates, Frank Blasi, who's the attorney, Frank, who was the executive director of Broadway Theater League, and a dear, dear friend, attorney Jerry Weinberger, was to my left. And we sat at Deb's table, and we had a great night, a lot of laughs. I actually stayed. Frank and I stayed right to the very end. So,
that's great.
Yeah. It was a wonderful time. And Jerry, I always love being with Jerry Weinberger, because not only is he a phenomenal attorney, but he's a dear friend. His family, my mom was an RN and did a lot of private duty work with many of the Weinberg family, Weinberger family. And Jerry he's just one of my favorite people. And we go way, way back. And we were talking about his dad, Heshy, who was on the board of directors of Third National Bank, which is where I met them all. At the same time, my mom was working, doing her private duty work for them. And they're just a terrific family. And I love Jerry, and he's just a delight. We had a lot of fun reminiscing. He's just like his father. And talking good old Third National Bank times. And Midge Garvey was there, Midge MacArthur. She was there with her brother, Joe,
who's on Broadway Theater League's board, and Joe and Midge were there, and Midge, we were talking about Third National, and we can never help but reminisce about the wonderful times we have at Third National. And speaking of that, we were talking about Jeanette Donato, who Jeanette is a Dunmore resident. I love her to pieces. She was a teller for years and years and years and years at Third National. She was one of my favorite ladies. She dressed to the nines, looked like a million bucks every day behind that teller line. And such, she was so filled with pride in her appearance. And gorgeous lady, gorgeous clothes, fiery as the day is long, and is going to be 100 years old this year, Julie. This month, the month of May, May 18th, Jeanette Donato will be 100 years old. And she used to have me when I was a young kid, Joel. I would go over. I loved her husband, Bobo. And she would invite me over to their house, and she would make delicious food for me. And she used to make this great spinach linguine with a ricotta mixture, and it was so delicious. And she knew I loved it. And she would say, "Yeah," she would say, "Laureen, we're having that. Come on over. Bobo would love to see you." And I would go over and sit and have dinner with Bobo and Jeanette, and I loved every minute of it. And he would tell his stories, and we would just talk. And I loved them, and I loved Jeanette. And she was at my wedding, and she's just a great lady and 100 years old. So happy, happy, happy birthday, my dear Jeanette Donato, turning 100 years old this month of May. So big shout out to her. Midge and I were talking about that. So you can't help, everywhere we go, we talk about Third National. But Ryan Lecky was the MC, getting back to this. And it was just, the Cultural Center did a great job. It was absolutely beautiful. A lot of work going on outside, progress, progress, progress. So a lot of work on the outside. But once you open those, enter the doors and walk through, you forget what's going on out there. And it's absolutely beautiful. As we know, Julie, it's just gorgeous in there. And they're doing all the work to get it back to whoever needs repairs are being done and work done. So restoring and getting ready. So it's all good, but a great night, so they should be very proud of themselves. And I have to tell you that Kristen Legg, whom I've never met, but Deb speaks so fondly of her. I got to meet her, and she said, "Oh, Laurie, I listened to your podcast." And I said, "Oh, great, thank you. Keep listening. And then later in the day, her husband, who is an endodontist, Joe Legg, came over and introduced himself and said that he loves to listen to the show. And he said, "We do a great job. And we are great. It's a great public service," which we try to bring those things to this show and do the best we can with promoting things that are happening. And so what a doll Joe is. And I will tell you that that means, as an endodontist, that he does root canals. And I will tell you, Joel, I've had one in my life. It was a closer to the front of my my left, lower left or lower right. And it was closer to the front tooth. It was a molar, but close to the front. And so my regular dentist was able to do that. And most of them won't, especially as they go back further due to the nerves and everything else. And so I always think, "Oh, what am I going to, I hope you just be prepared." Because I always like to know someone that you never know what you might need. And and when Deb was telling me about him and he came over and I met him, I said to him later, "Joe, if I ever need a root canal, I'm calling you. I'm so happy to have met you because it makes me feel less scared and less nervous knowing," because you don't know. I mean, you just don't. Yeah. And so having those, because I go to a great dentist, I love my Kim Stampion, I have a great oral surgeon, Chris, how about me? I have to get his name. Julie screwed up on that one. Kotchik. Oh, geez, I knew I'd get it. He's great, and he's right around the corner. And so to have an endodontist and know who they are without saying, "Oh, go to this guy," when I don't even know him. And although there's a guy that people love to go to or they use, but I'm so happy to meet Joe. He's just so kind and gentle and just a great guy. And so I'm that made me happy because I'm like, yes, And so I said at the end, when I went up to him and thanked him for his kind words and said, if I ever need you, I'm calling. He said, we're here for you, whatever we can do. And it was just, so all the way around, Julie, it was a great day, great night, and great for the cultural center. So yay. Happy that they did well, and they're doing this for their sound system. This curtain call fundraiser was used for the sound system. But again, these are always wonderful things to do, because they see, when you go back, you can see the fruits of your labor, so to speak, that you contributed to something that then was put back, and here's what it is. And when they, you know, Deb called attention to the curtain and that this was done, and it was beautiful. It's gorgeous. And so now the sound will sound always, that things will sound better. That's already up and running. And believe me, it sounds, when it, you know, the last Broadway show, you can hear the difference. And those are the things that this place needed. So keep on going, and that money will go towards that. Every year they'll look for something that they can do to raise funds for a specific item to be purchased. So that's kind of nice. So that's my cultural center in a nutshell fundraiser and good night. So we had a fun night, but I never stay till the end because I usually do my Irish goodbye. But I'm telling you, I had a great night. Great night. So Frankie and I walked out together, and it was great. Yeah.
So, and it was beautiful out last night. So you really, they had a perfect night to get people out and about.
Yep. Yeah. And then when you left, it was so pleasant. You know, it was just because we left a little after 8, so it was dark already. But it was a nice, pleasant evening. And, yeah, so hats off. Cheers to the Cultural Center.
There you go.
And, yeah. And so otherwise, what else, Jewel? What else happened that you need to talk about? Oh, well, I have to tell you one more thing. Just a public service note. When you are running for an elected office and you are running in a city or borough or municipality, please just note to the wise, when you're doing that and you're out on the campaign trail going door to door, make sure that you know your boundaries and where you're actually campaigning and not campaigning in Dunmore for someone running in the city of Scranton. Just let us say that. Yes. And leaving brochures in your door that you're not, you can vote for this person when you can't because you live in a different town or borough. So just a little note to the wise there, Jewel.
There's a story behind that that we're not going to
get
to.
Big story. We're not.
That's good advice.
No.
That's good advice.
Yep.
And on that note.
There you go. On that note, we're going to take.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to listen to the lovely Lily Obshinsky, who will be coming up next to tell us a little bit about her mom's fundraiser that will be happening tomorrow, May 4th, at the Kaiser Valley Community Center. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. And I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel, who is the great producer of this show. Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jule, tell them what you can do for them.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Yay! And with us is a wonderful young lady, someone whom I've known for a very, very, very long time, someone who could, for years in the past, Lily, Sandy accused me of being your mother and not her. And it was always a delight because I think you're the sweetest thing in the world. And Lily Obshinsky, who we're talking to next, is the daughter of Sandra Hailstone. She is newly married to the wonderful Daniel Hailstone. Sandy, as I call her, I'm so much in love with her. She's the sweetest, kindest, smartest lady. She works for the county and does phenomenal work in OECD, and she's just phenomenal. We love her, and she has been going through some struggles lately with breast cancer and surgery, and she's just a terrific person, and the community loves her. And in light of that, her children are doing a fundraiser for her, which is going to happen this Sunday at the Kaiser Oak Community Center. Correct, Lily?
The Kaiser Valley Community Center. So, yeah.
Kaiser Valley, Kaiser Oak, how about that? Kaiser Valley, I know that. It's a West Sider, and I should know that. Yes, Kaiser Valley, sorry about
yeah.
that. So they're going to have an event there, and Lily's going to talk a little bit about what is going to happen, why they're doing it, and talk a little bit about their mom, because I think it's important to understand when a community rallies behind someone and with someone, to put on such an ordeal to help them get through this terrible time, that means you're a pretty darn special lady or man. In this case, it's our Sandra. So let's talk a little bit first, Lily, before we do, tell everybody a little bit about you and what you do.
So, my name is Lily. I currently work for the Friends of the Poor. I'm their satellite pantry coordinator and the program coordinator / manager of Clothesline for Men. So I actually just got finished up with a food pantry today, and we help those in need in the community. And I figured, why not help the one lady I love most, and have the community kind of rally around her as well.
Well, she's terrific, and thank. Go ahead, honey.
Oh no, I'm good. Keep talking.
Oh. Well, I was just going to say that they're lucky to have you as Friends of the Poor. I know that your mom told me that's what you were doing, and that's a wonderful thing. So keep all that good work up. And so let's talk to Lil. Let's first say, this is at the Kaiser Valley Community Center on the 4th of May. Give everybody the time and the amount and what they can expect, Lil.
So our event is at Kaiser Valley Community Center on Sunday, May the 4th. We will be having our event from 3 to 7, and we have music playing from 3:30 to 5:30. Our ticket prices for the pasta dinner will be $15 at the door, and we will be running 50-50 tickets, and we will be having a basket raffle as well. So we have some really awesome baskets and some great gift certificates that were donated in kind from the community. So we've gotten some good support already.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. And part of that is, Lily, and you already know this because you happen to be her daughter, but Sandy is such a beloved creature of our community, and she's just unbelievable. That every time I talk to her, I just feel so much better when I hang up. She's a delight, and it must warm your heart as one of her daughters. You and I know Megan Chestnut, who is your sister, is sitting there with you, and I talked to Megan a couple yesterday, I think it was, and we talked a little bit about this and how exciting it is, and how what your mom is a trooper and what she's going through and how she's handling all of this, newly married and everything else. It's just a lot. But let's tell everybody as her daughter what you think of her and why this is so important, because as a community, we know her in a different light as a friend and a community volunteer. But from a daughter's standpoint, let us hear a little bit about what Sandy's like.
Well, her being in the work that she does, it truly shines through throughout how she has raised all of us. Being that I work with Friends of the Poor, that's been, it's so instilled in all of us how community-driven she is and how community-driven all of her children are. Megan is also working as an RN right now, and she has her BSN. We've been taking care of her because she's been taking care of the community behind the scenes for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she truly is. She's a wonderful, wonderful friend. And she and I are close in birthday date. She's much younger than me, but she has a February 2nd birthday, and I have a February 4th birthday. So, Jules, she's another Aquarius, just like us, so that's always a good thing. And therefore, she has a wonderful personality, if I say so myself. So I love everything about her, and I love that this community, is stepping up and doing this. Lil, when you have this, and Sandy will be there, I take it, right? She can be there for the event?
For a bit, yeah. We're going to temper that, but she'll absolutely want to come for some time there. She has surgery the next morning, so we're going to be kind of preparing for that as well. So,
yeah, I know. And I know that Megan told me that too. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, but she's a trooper and she's a strong broad and she's doing a great job. So we can only expect that to be the same, but Will your sister be in as well? Because I know she's out of town. Will she be able to be there, your other sister, Olivia?
No, Olivia, unfortunately, will still be in Montana. Uh-huh. Our brother will be in, and he'll be helping out with our benefit here. But Olivia's still out in Montana, but she's keeping good spirits for us, too. And she's doing what Mom wanted her to do. She's going out and
I get it.
Being a park ranger. That's all she can do.
I know. How about that, Julie? She's a park ranger in Montana. I mean, the kid is adorable.
Great.
She's a tiny little thing. And then she just has so much. She's like, well, they're all like their mother. They all have a different spirit in their own way, but there's all an underlying sense of kindness and community, like Lily said about their mom. But it's just so important for this community to give back, as they always do. So, Lily, I'm sure, do you have anybody you need to mention as far as helping you guys? I know there's a whole bunch and you don't want to leave anyone out, but is there anyone specifically that you need to throw a few welcomes to or thank yous while we're on air?
We have had so much support from the the businesses and the community around us. Lackawanna County has donated to us. Kathy Gavin has donated to us. Numerous restaurants around the area have given donations for this basket raffle, and we have had just immense help on the back end with being able to coordinate all of this from cousins, from family friends, from people who just want to give back something that she has given in spades.
Yep. And also, too, Lil, I think it's important to know that when you have the community, but you have a family who's, you know, on the front line, coming up with the idea and making sure it happens. And what I loved seeing the most is the Facebook post, I think it was on Megan's, that said anybody who needs us to pick up or get something that you want to give to help us donate it, whatever you want to do, my family and I would be willing to come and pick everything up. And that is a wonderful thing as someone who does fundraising for a living, that I can tell you when you see something like that says, hey, you can help us, and if you do, thank you, thank you, thank you, but also we want to make it as easy on you, and we're gonna say we'll come and get everything. And that makes a big difference. It also gives it gives you opportunity to meet the people who are helping your mom, and that's kind of a nice thing. You can hear their name, and you know they're helping, but when you go and meet them and say thank you, you kind of feel that same way that, you know, they feel about your mom. It's just it's a wonderful thing. And I want tell us a little bit, too, how and what, if anyone needs to get in touch with you or your family about this or wants to make a donation still, because this will be airing on Saturday morning from 9 to 10, somewhere in that hour you'll hear this, and the event isn't until the next day at 3. So how can somebody get in touch with you guys best way, that if they want to make a donation in any way that you guys can get it and make sure these people get what they want to you?
Absolutely. First off, I just want to say how amazing our whole tight-knit family has been with being able to do these pickups. And my wonderful nephews, Matthew and Adam, who have been doing running around just for us, and Matt Chestnut, who has been doing great work alongside of us, and Megan and I have been really pushing everybody else to really help out. The best way to reach out to us is going to be either through Facebook, we have a Venmo listed on our flyer, which we'll be sending out to you guys. And if not, do we have any other way to
really?
No. So either on our Facebook page or to donate.
Yep.
On Venmo.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to post all of that info from the flyer you send, Julie, so we're going to put that up so people will know how to do it as well, and we'll do the best we can to try to get everything up and ready for you and give it as much spin, as Julie said prior to coming on air, that we would do. So I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your busy days to get this thing all organized. Thank you for doing it. It's lovely to hear. It was a great surprise when you said, it's not Megan, Laurie, it's Lily. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm equally thrilled to have either one of my Sandy's little babies. I love you all dearly. I hope you know that. And I love your mom.
I truly appreciate you being able to take the time to help us out and get this message out there. And our whole family, like, we love you, and we thank you so much for allowing us to come and talk.
Well, we are delighted to do it. I'm thrilled, and I hope all goes well. Megan knows I made my donation, and I can't be there because I'm celebrating some goodness on my end. My son's wife to be her baby. Whoa, her shower, bridal shower is the day before, and we have company all in. So it's I can't get there, but it's in my heart now. And I'll be thinking of her. And I just want you to know I love you all. Good luck. Smooches to your mom. And we will see you real soon. Okay, my friend?
Absolutely. I'll hug you when I see you next.
You got it, baby. All right. And everybody else, thank you again so much for listening to us every week. We so appreciate it. And we will see you next week. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.